Chapter 1, In Search of a Link Between Egyptian and Israelite Histories, Two Lands and Their Past. Palestine, one of the westernmost lands in Asia, and Egypt, in the northeast corner of Africa, are neighboring countries. The history of Egypt reaches back to hoary antiquity. The Jewish people had a history that claims to describe the very beginning of this nation's march through the centuries. At the dawn of their history, the Israelites, an unsettled tribe, came from Canaan to Egypt. There they grew to be a people. There, also, they bore the yoke of bondage. Their eventful departure from Egypt is the most treasured recollection of their past, and their traditions tell its story numberless times. The annals of Egypt, we are told, did not preserve any record of this sojourn of the Israelites or of their departure. It is not known when the Exodus occurred, if it happened at all. A few scholars have expressed the opinion that the sojourn of the Israelites, their bondage, and their departure are mythological motifs. The absence of direct reference to these events on Egyptian monuments and papyri seems to corroborate this view. However, it has been argued that no people would invent legends about bondage which were not calculated to enhance the dignity of the nation, and therefore, it was insisted, there must be a historical basis for the story. Historians disagree as to the date of the Exodus, and many hypotheses have been proposed. But for more than 2,000 years, they have agreed that the Exodus took place during the period called, in present terminology, the New Kingdom of Egypt. Egypt's past is divided into the following periods. 1. The pre-dynastic period, belonging mainly to the Neolithic or the Late Stone Age. 2. The Old Kingdom, when most of the pyramids were built. The 4th dynasty, that of Cheops, and the 6th, that of Cheops, are the best known. 3. The First Interregnum, when the land fell into chaos. Central authority was abolished in this Dark Age. Of the dynasties from the 7th to the 10th, almost nothing is known. 4. The Middle Kingdom, comprising the 11th, 12th, and 13th dynasties. Feudal Egypt was united under the 12th dynasty, and Egyptian literature reached a height never again to be attained. 5. Another period of chaos, exploited by certain invaders known as Amu in Egyptian and called Hyksos by authors writing in Greek. The Hyksos kings were pharaohs of the 14th to the 17th dynasties, and they ruled over Egypt without mercy. It is not known of what race they were. 6. The New Kingdom. The Hyksos were expelled at the time of Amasis I, who founded the 18th dynasty, the most renowned of all, the dynasty of Thutmose I. The famous queen Hatshepsut. Thutmose III, the greatest of all Egyptian conquerors. Amenhotep II. Thutmose IV. Amenhotep III, the builder of the magnificent temples at Luxor and Karnak. And Amenhotep IV, who called himself Akhenaten, the great heretic. The Epigoni followed. Among them, the young king Tutankhamun is best known, not because of the distinction of his reign, which is obscure, but because of the riches in his tomb, discovered early in the 20s of this century, and because of the mystery that has surrounded his burial place. The 18th dynasty declined under conditions that are not sufficiently known, and history records that the 19th dynasty, that of Seti the Great, Ramses II the Great, and Merneptah, followed. The period of transition from the 19th to the 20th dynasties is obscure. Among the kings of the 20th dynasty, Ramses III was the most prominent. He was the last great emperor of ancient Egypt. 7. The pharaohs from the 21st to the 30th dynasties were small kings who left no important records, and their age is called the Late Period. Some of these pharaohs, we are told, led armies against Palestine and Babylonia. However, the sources are not usually Egyptian, but for the most part scriptural. Some of these dynasties were Libyan or Ethiopian. Later ones, from 525, were under Persian supremacy. Still later ones rebelled against the Persians. The last native king was removed by the Persians in 342 BC. In 332, Egypt was conquered by Alexander the Great. 8. The Ptolemaic dynasty of descendants of Ptolemy, a general of Alexander, expired with Cleopatra in 40 BC. The present work covers the time from the end of the Middle Kingdom to the conquest of Egypt by Alexander, the periods marked above as 5, 6, and 7, over 1,000 years in the history of the ancient East. It is useful to remark here that the divisions into kingdoms is modern. The division into dynasties comes from Manetho, an Egyptian priest of the 3rd century before the Christian era, who wrote in Greek. The designation of kings as 1st, 2nd, 3rd is an arrangement of modern scholars. The beginning of the New Kingdom is established to have been about 1580 before the present era, the expulsion of the Hyksos in the time of Camos and Amos. Akhenaten must have reigned from 1375 to 1358 BC. Ramses II of the 19th dynasty from 1300 to 1234, and Merneptah from this last year on. Ramses III of the 20th dynasty began to reign in 1200 BC or a few years later. These dates are regarded as of importance for establishing the time of the Exodus. The history of Israel from the days of the Exodus on is composed of the years of wandering in the desert, according to tradition 40 years, of the time of Joshua and Judges, and the first king, Saul, about 400 years, and of the time of the kings of the house of David. David established his kingship about 1000 BC. For only approximately 100 years, during the reign of Saul, David, and Solomon, was the kingdom undivided. In the days of Solomon's heir, it was split in two, Israel in the north and Judah in the south. About 722 BC, the 10 tribes of Israel, after the capture of their capital, Samaria, by Sargon II of Assyria, went into exile, from which they did not return. In 587 or 586 BC, Judah, after the destruction of its capital, Jerusalem, by Nebuchadnezzar, went into Babylonian exile, from whence small groups of the nation came back after Babylon was captured, in 538 BC, by Cyrus the Persian. Additional groups returned to Palestine during the following century. Alexander the Great conquered Palestine on his way to Egypt in 333 BC. Although Egypt and Palestine are closely neighboring countries, quote, "The truth is that there is in Egypt singularly little evidence which bears directly on the biblical narrative," end quote. The scriptures tell of the sojourn of Israel in Egypt and of the Exodus, but no documents referring to these events have been found. There is no scriptural mention of Egypt during the time of the Judges. However, in the days of the kings, Palestine repeatedly came into contact with Egypt, mostly through being attacked by armies of the pharaohs, campaigns which the pharaohs of the 10th to the 6th centuries usually forgot to mention. It is strange that there is no real link between the histories of Egypt and Palestine for a period of many hundreds of years. At least the exodus of the Israelites from Egypt was an event that should belong to both histories and thus supply a connecting link. We shall therefore try to determine during what period of Egyptian history the exodus took place. Whether it occurred only 100 or 200 years before David, or 300 or 400 or 500 years before him, depending on the length of the periods of the wandering and of the judges, in other words, whether the Israelites left Egypt in the 16th, 15th, 14th, 13th, or 12th century, this event occurred during the New Kingdom. There has never been any doubt on this point. Where scholars have differed is concerning the king of the New Kingdom to whose reign the Exodus is to be ascribed. Although, as noted above, no definite statement bearing directly on the Exodus has been found in Egyptian historical documents, certain details do appear which invited discussion.